95 degrees in Nashville with a heat advisory in effect. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee already has the second highest rate of rural hospital closures in the country. A new report finds 19 more facilities are on the brink of shuttering, and of those, a dozen are at risk of closing immediately. The Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform released its study this summer. The calculations on these closure risks vary by organization. Generally, they consider whether the hospitals are operating in the red, and if they are, how long before they completely run out of money. A common talking point about rural hospitals is that public insurance programs like Medicare and Medicaid don't pay enough, and too many rural people are uninsured. The report argues that this blame is misplaced and that private insurance companies often pay even less than public rates. One of the nation's largest lobbying firms is coming to Nashville. D.C.-based Cornerstone Government Affairs specializes in state and federal affairs. It rakes in more than $55 million in revenue annually. The new Nashville office is the firm's 16th state expansion. Few Tennesseans have the financial resources of Martha Ingram and the passion for supporting the arts. At one point, she personally took over the mortgage for the Skirmerhorn Symphony Center, even after leading the fundraising campaign for the initial construction. Alan Valentine just retired as the symphony's CEO. He was asked on This Is Nashville whether the city needs another Martha Ingram to step up.
Big advances are made by people who possess the kind of passion, vision, and commitment. And so that's the point at which big steps are made. But once those big steps have been made and are put in place, it really is incumbent on the entire community to line up behind that vision, behind that community that we have here now in Nashville, and support it. It needs to be cared for.
Martha Ingram died last week at 90. A private funeral is set for tomorrow morning. Again, a heat advisory is in effect these next few days. We expect highs in the upper 90s, maybe over 100, lows in the upper 70s.